Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Oh, I love that intro. I love that intro. Hey, it's Sunday Night Advocates. Welcome to another episode of the Pitbull Advocate. He might be on the left coast, but he's always been my right-hand man for the past few years. Welcome to the show, co-hosting Joe Frazier, Love a Pit Rescue. And I guess we chase to my right and then up to the north, Diane Lynn, the hardest working person in social media. All here for you tonight at the Pitbull Advocate. Welcome back, you guys. Everybody have a good week?
Sure, Dad.
I know Diane's been busy with her little computer stuff there. And it sounds like you got that all figured out. It's a pain with that. But hey, Joe, how are things there with you guys real quick? I want to find out some updates with Love a Pit Rescue before we get things rolling here with another off-the-leash episode. Call in with your questions and comments. Please, 929-477-2860. Give us a call. So what's been going down, Joe? Give us the update from the Love a Pit Rescue.
Well, I don't remember if I had talked about Rocky or not last time we were on, but we got Rocky up from California almost
a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, almost 2 weeks ago, and we went out Tuesday and got a new dog then too. So been kind of busy recently. I've been just running constantly.
I bet.
That is the life. No rest. For the
there is no rest. I mean, you can't plan from 1 minute to the next.
Mm-mm.
That's for sure.
So, How many dogs are you capable of boarding with you, Joe? And how many have you got in right now?
Well, we try to keep our numbers to 10. You know, as much as possible. Right now we're sitting at 11, but it was a really good dog that was facing shelter, and we just couldn't let him go there.
Yeah, you got to do that sometimes. So, and I know you recently had gone out of your way and donated some a bunch of food to the victims of the Camp Fire in California, which is now been fully contained. So you do a whole lot more than just, well, I wouldn't say just, but you do a lot more outside your typical labor within your rescue. So big thanks for doing that.
Typically,
that's awesome there.
Typically when we get our dog food donations in, we pull a little extra knowing that we watch the pet sites and there's people that fall on hard times for dog food and we donate bags of dog food. Or
awesome.
If they're, you know, used to feeding a high quality food and are a little short, just can't pay $50 for a bag, you know, we'll donate a grain free for like $20 to benefit the rescue or whatever. We've done low income vaccines. We've gone out and done deworming for the homeless. Pixie Project was doing
awesome.
Vaccines and we did the deworming. I mean, we try to reach out to our community as much as we can and really help out.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
That's great. See, we were, Diane, we were all talking, we're going to be doing a a show with Joe and Tam. I hope Tam can join us. December 16th, we've got you in, Advocates. We're going to have Joe really get inside your head and your heart as far as what you all are doing with Love and Rescue. And it's just you and Tam and a couple of volunteers. If your volunteers want to call in, Joe, and share their experiences, I think that'd be awesome too. And speaking of calling in, Advocates, this is a call-in show, so you don't want to hear us talk all night. We want to hear from you, your ideas, what's going on in your world of pit bull and pit bull-related stuff. 929-477-2860, 929-477-2860. This is a call-in show. We do it for you guys. It's an off-the-leash episode in which we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff, whatever we can cram here into the next 24 minutes or so. But first, hey, let's give a shout out to Debbie Dahmer and everybody over at Voices Carry for Animals. You guys are awesome. Thursday nights here on Blog Talk Radio. Look them up, follow them. They're on Facebook. Debbie's been a big supporter of us here, and we all appreciate that, everything that you guys do there and everything you guys do for us. And I know I like to keep up with it. I hope you guys do too, with the Stand Up for Pits Foundation. Guess what, guys? Last week, the 25th, in Tacoma, Washington, sold out. Hollywood, California, sold out in Chicago, packed houses in Detroit and Baltimore, sold out in Arlington, sold out in New York City, sold out in Boston.
Wow.
And this is, I keep telling you guys, come to Phoenix. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Why are they coming this way,
still,
too?
Yeah, this is big, and I really hope this looks like the last date for the year. And I really hope they guys, I mean, they've been doing so well. I really hope that they do it. So tickets still available for Spokane, Washington on December 2nd. Is that? Shit, that's tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go down. Go down. I bet that's going down. It's going down right now. Stand Up for Pitt 2018 tour. I want to see that come back next week. See that that's a sold out show. But for more info, this is Rebecca Corey's thing. She's done some great things. Her and in memory of Angel, they did the Million Pibble March all the way into Washington, D.C. in front of the White House. StandUpForPits.us. StandUpForPits.us. Check them out. Get your tickets. If you went to the show, if anybody out there has gone to the any of these Stand Up or Pitch show, we'd love to hear what you got to say about it, because you know, they're selling out shows. It can't be that bad, you know, and it's a laugh, and enjoy a whole, you know, there's a lot going on, so let's keep it up. So hey guys, and Christmas is coming up and a whole slew of other holidays this season. It's gonna be I think pretty mellow around here this year. We don't usually do a big on the Christmas here. We just kind of keep it low key. But let's start with you, Joe. What kind of plans? What kind of things do you guys do there at Love and Pit Rescue? Get yourself prepped up and rolling through the Christmas season here.
Well, typically we you know, we'll put up a tree and do a fundraiser to get the dogs, you know, toys and stuff for Christmas, and usually do that. And, you know, we got stockings we keep around for the rescue dogs and everything, and, you know, set them up
where
they can stick their noses in and pull toys out and that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
We haven't got them going yet this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't got a whole lot of that going on this year, but just funding's really tight.
Yeah. But how
you
are we?
See a lot,
you know,
more influx of dogs being surrendered during the holiday season, or a lot of people like to give them for pets, and then they don't decide that that's not really what they wanted, and then they give them away.
They grow up. Yeah, they grow up and get big.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you see around the holidays, like, a different change in that type, that way?
A little bit after Christmas, we have a tendency to see a pickup in calls for people wanting to surrender dogs. And,
uh-huh.
you know, typically they're 6 months or less. But other than that, I mean, you know, pretty typical flow for here.
Yeah.
Diane, what do you got going on over there at your place? You and all your critters.
I had to laugh because we had our first snow, and the puppy is not 9 months old, and so he really got out there in that his first snow, and he was just running around loving it.
So he's digging it. He's not like freaked out on the whole thing.
No, he loves it.
Ours are kind of indifferent. I think our little guy might be a little more inclined to go out there and tear it up, but he's only about 3.5-4 years old, whereas Miley is 10 and Shavai is 13, and they're all okay, that's cool, you know. But we get a little bit. We don't get it like you guys get out there. We're in central Arizona now. South of Flagstaff, north of Prescott, and we get a mild four seasons. We might get a little bit here, and it goes away after a few days. It's nice, and you go, okay, it snowed, cool. And we don't get, you know, not like out people in the Midwest, New York, getting hammered by these. Joe, you get any snow? You're a little more inland.
Do I what?
Joe, you guys get a little bit of snowfall where you're at there?
Yeah, ours is typically, we hardly ever see snow on Christmas. It's usually typically after Christmas, but January and February is usually our snow months. You know, we'll see a half an inch to an inch. It'll hang around for a couple of days, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
And we may get two or three of those little storms.
Yeah, and how does your crew deal with that? Are they all right, or they have a good time? Because the first time it snows during the season, I'm like a 5 year old all over again. Then I'm kind of I'm kind of okay with it. But I mean, do your dogs, do they enjoy it more than others, or is it just kind of it's just what happens kind of thing?
Dosha loves the snow. I mean, she'll play on it until her paws crack and bleed. I have to make her come in.
Boy.
Okay, whatever, you know, she'll play for a half hour and then she's done. Cassie's like, let me back in. I went in where it's warm.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cricket, well, I haven't had her in snow yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. Hopefully you guys get a little bit of something before the 16th. We're going to have you on, everybody. We're kind of getting a little of the lowdown right now, which is like this is great because we get a primer into the world of Love a Pit in advance of the show, and if we start running out of time, we don't have to worry about it so much. And the best thing about that is, Joe, if you go, hey, by the way, last week when, because you're always with us here on the show. Boy, you've been how many years? 5-6 years, Joe? You've been...
I think we're working on our sixth.
Yeah. Because after Chef David left, Joe came on board. We did take some time off. And if you go to our blog talk, it says episode 21, season 1. We're well into over 21 episodes because we lost a lot of that. Boop, they all got deleted, but we got a fresh start, which is great. We haven't been having those technical difficulties that we've been having recently. So I think it has to do with a lot of us. We're all connected here. It's great, you know, Diane. You've really brought a new element to the show. New Year's coming up, guys, and we're just going to keep rolling. So the past 21 episodes, we're on 21. I believe we're on 21 for this book. We'll call it, 1,021 episodes.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah, on the spot. We've got a lot of shows under our belt, and I remember our first one was Rene Zamko of Peanuts Place Bully Rescue, and she was actually our very first guest on this show. I did try contacting her to try and get her back. So hey, Renee, if you hear this, get in touch with us. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Pitbull Advocate. Diane, you've been putting a lot of stuff on there, and people have been really reacting to it. Because I know it's you, because everybody just signs off, We all know who does what. So it's kind of a dead giveaway how active you are on this page. And it's really livened up,
I seen what Dog Mother posted, the one with the, did it have jammies on? Pajamas?
Yeah, I think so. That cute, tiny little big head is what I'm calling that one. That dog is going to grow up to be just a beautiful, beautiful dog. And I think Dog Mother should be actually posting. She works at a big hardware chain here in the area. Excuse me. And she's got a few of her favorites that come in, and she's always doing the selfies with these, beautiful, beautiful pit bulls. And there, she's got a few other dogs in there that are not of the pit bull type, but I think talk to her and see if she wants to post any of those selfies on the, she's just giving me the look over here, giving me I get right on that, Dog Father. I get right on that. See, Joe says, nay, post. I know you guys are probably the same way. Joe, you definitely are. And you see one of them big bullies out there, a pit bull type dog, you're going up and you're saying hi. You're kind of like working your way into it. You go, hey, I just want to say hi to your dog.
It's always beautiful boy, and they say thanks, and it's like, is it friendly? Yeah. Can I get some love? Oh, sure. I just can't help it. I'm always there.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't even ask friendly he'll go, hey, you mind if I say, oh yeah, he's friendly? I said, aren't they all? And you get that, and all of a sudden you're just on the same page, and you don't have to say anything. You just sit there and you love the dog. One thing Thursday on my way home from work, driving around, I see this big, beautiful blue boy. It looks a lot like my boy Shabaya here. And on the other end of the leash is a very elderly man, very tall, lanky and skinny like myself. And he's just walking this big, beautiful boy. I'm like, man, I wish I could have taken a shot of that. But you think about it, it's like when he was younger, his experiences with these dogs, I'm sure, going back to that America's dog, America's dog right there. And he knew, he comes from a different era when these dogs were looked at, in a completely different way than they are today. And that's what we're doing this show, because we're here to change, get that, taking the image back, and get back into that these are great dogs, these are family dogs. You could put it down to the, it's all in how they're raised. It's environment, everybody. It's everything. It's just encompassing this dog into your life completely, bringing them into the family, you know, and treating them right, you know, and that's what we're doing. It. We've got three great dogs here, you know. We got the wild child, Lalo. He is a pistol, I tell you. And the vocal cords on this guy, he doesn't bark like other dogs. He wails. It's a wail.
I heard him. I can't believe it. I've heard him.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. I'm like, if we had like wine glasses out, I'm just waiting for him to just go, you know, hit that high note. But he's a great dog. He's really come a long way. He's really excelled. He's smart. He's smart and he's defiant. And people go, oh man, my dog is so stubborn. It's like, no, he's just smarter than you. You know, this guy, he's smart and he knows better. He knows better than a lot of these things. You know, oh, I'm going to counter surf. I'm going to take mom's waffle off the counter or something, you know. You know,
that's what my puppy does. I can't keep up with him.
Yeah. And then he gives you that look, and you're going, I still love you. I still love you. 8 minutes left on the clock, advocates. You guys having a great time here with Joe and Diane on our Off the Leash episode. Give us a call. We still got time. 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. You guys, we got big things are going on for us here at the Pitbull Advocate next year. If we keep on going the way that we're going, we have some great guests. And the two that I really want to get in, and I'm going to have to work on this one, Diane, and then start getting people into your direction, are Gordon Schell. I really want to get Gordon Schell back, Gordon Shotgun Schell. And of course, Rebecca Corey, when she finishes up with this tour, the Stand Up for Pits tour, she's going to have a whole lot more time. We've messaged back and forth a few times in figuring out what her schedule's like. So when I can get something somewhat set up, Diane, then we'll just get it all scheduled and concrete. And that's one show we're going to have to plug the heck out of because I think it's going to be a really good one. Really would love to hear what some of the stories from the road on this tour. It sounds like a great time. Yeah, it's like a really good time. Let's hope for a 2019 stand-up tour. That'd be a good one there. 2019, you guys. Can you believe it?
2019 is, hope it's better for the pit bulls.
I think so.
One of these
we keep
days,
this up,
it's got to happen.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and they're still in Denver. We haven't heard much out of Denver as far as their breed band. It's been almost as long as Miami, but there was a period of time where that band was lifted and then it went back. So they can't make up their minds out there in Denver. So hopefully they're looking to find out who the go-to person there is that's battling that. Because we hear a lot of the Miami Coalition Against Breed-Specific Legislation. They had their picnic where the county will lift the ban for a day, which is all thanks to Dolly right there, how you can get them we'll just do it for a day. I mean, let's just do it forever, Miami-Dade, and just get it over with and let people, have the dogs that they want. It's just that simple. And hold these owners of any breeder type of dog, when their dog does something, hold these owners 100% accountable and on a case-by-case basis. It's not that hard. If people like us can sit here and discuss it and going, this is just crazy, Miami. So let's get over with. Yeah, definitely. Good things going to be happening here in the new year, guys. We're going to wind this down. Joe, have you got any words here before we close this show down?
I think I can think of right off the bat.
All right. Hey, Diane, you got any closing words for the advocates?
No, just, you know, hoping, like you said, you know, that the new year is a lot better for the pit bull. They need it.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, we're going to be back next week with another episode of the Pit Bull Advocate. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm just seeing this 541 calling in. Hang on a second, guys. You know, we don't need to shut this down right now. Hang on there. 541, we got just a few minutes left. You're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christina Anderson. I'm from Oregon. And I just I just wanted to mention real quickly that January is coming up, and this is the time to get your case together and take it to your legislators. This next session will be starting, and if you want to get rid of those pit bull bans, you want new legislation for animal abuse, shelter reform, do your research, get a case together, and submit it now. You know, it sometimes takes a year or 2 years, 3 years, but never, and you know, it can always be done. And it doesn't take anybody but you, your neighbor, your friends, your family, you know, a group of animal lovers. That's all you need. There's lots and lots of information out there. And we have several things we're submitting here in Oregon for legislation this session. And there's lots of information out there, and there's other states and stuff you can kind of, you know, use what they've done and so on and so forth. I just want to encourage everybody to give it a shot. I mean, it can't hurt. What can they say but no, right?
Right, absolutely.
But it's well worth
it. Hey, and, you know, never give in, never give up.
Exactly.
And,
all right, guys. Hey, we're getting ready to lose our time here. Christine, thanks for calling in. Absolutely, guys. New year. This is a really good fresh start. Let's get on our game and just end this discrimination. So thank you, Christine, for that there. Diane, Joe,
yes.
Advocates. My name is Dogfather, and you've been listening to the Pitbull Advocate. You guys, good to offer each episode. And we'll see you next week, man. Really appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Thank you.
Forever and ever, we can be heroes just for one day. We're lovers, and that is the best.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.
Good night, Tim. This is the Pitbull Advocate. We'll see you next Sunday.